On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to the show. What's 24th?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Of March. That is crazy, y'all. We're almost done with a month. How was the weekend, Jess?
It was fun. We went out and watched the basketball games for March Madness, which was pretty cool. And what else did we do? Oh, we were supposed to make Crunchwrap Supremes at home.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
Why?
Garage Boy just made a switch up, which, I mean, it was his idea. I mean, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do because he's the one that wants to make all of these fun things.
Yeah.
He was like pumping up this Crunchwrap Supreme that he was about to make at home. So mentally, I was like just literally so excited. And then he came home with like completely different ingredients. And I was like, what's the deal? And he's like, you know what? I'm feeling more of like a dumpling soup vibe. And I was like, okay.
But was your heart already set on it though?
I hate my heart was already, but you know what? It was just because he was gassing me up. Like
yeah,
he had been gassing me up for this Crunchwrap Supreme. He was sending me all these videos. Like I was stoked for this.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. The soup was really, really good. It was like the spicy dumpling, like brisket, spicy ramen-esque soup that he made, which was really, really yummy that we had throughout the weekend. But now all I've been wanting is a Crunchwrap Supreme.
So you guys stop by Taco Bell on the way home and
No, I don't. Now it's like the way he was pumping this up on having it home. I've never had a homemade Crunchwrap Supreme before.
Now this weekend you got to make one.
Yeah.
Or you got to home from work and make it yourself. And like then you got to like hide the ingredients yourself because like he can't know that I made one because then he'll be like, he disappointed me.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm going to mess that up 1,000%.
Possibly so.
So I think that's what we're going to look forward to this next weekend, to be honest.
This weekend, it finally happened. And if you're like a gym person, you know what I'm talking about. At least in my gym, it finally happened. The new year, new me people finally started to fall off, which, I mean, it's bound to happen at every single gym. You know, people that start coming the very beginning of the new year, and you just wonder, and it sucks because people that go all the time, it's like I miss out on so many classes because I can never get in because everybody starts to come and every class is always full.
Oh, they're full. Like full?
They're always full. So finally, this weekend, I could finally start to get into the classes that I wanted to get into. And I was like, okay, finally it's starting to get back to some normality. Also, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time with March in Maryland because you look outside and it looks warm. And Jess knows this. Like, remember we like try to go out and like I would like dress in shorts and like short sleeve t-shirts and like it's never warm.
No,
like my body wants to think that it's warm.
No.
I did
not
the same
yet.
Thing again this weekend where I like dress in at least a t-shirt.
It's like currently freezing and raining outside.
I go outside and I'm like, damn it. It's still cold, man. It's just still cold. My body is like, it's got to be warm.
But the sun was nice, though. We definitely enjoyed that. We were outside, out and about, for sure.
How was the weekend? How about you? What'd you do? Anything fun?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
In his first public comments since the National Transportation Safety Board reported that a critical vulnerability assessment was missed on the Key Bridge, Governor Wes Moore deflected the blame from the Maryland Transportation Authority. The governor says the owners and operators of the Dolly are at fault for last year's collapse on March 26th. The NTSB emphasizes that this assessment would not have prevented the collapse, but other safety measures could have been put in place to avoid the tragedy. However, Governor Moore said on Fox News yesterday that the Key Bridge had passed every federal assessment for more than 30 years, and there isn't a bridge in the country that could have withstood a strike from the ship the size of the Dolly, and that's what he mentioned during his recent news appearance yesterday morning. Johns Hopkins is expected to release a new report today on the risk of ships hitting other bridges nationwide.
Number two.
The very first Dairy Queen opened back in 1940, and to celebrate 85 years of cool treats, starting today, March 24th, until April 6th, you can actually grab a small Blizzard for just 85 cents with any $1 purchase in the DQ app.
Damn. That's like the good old days, man. Like, when's the last time you could buy anything for 85 cents?
I don't know.
Y'all better stock up. Put some of those in your freezer for later,
That's
too.
That's actually really smart. Yeah.
Number one.
The Jonas Brothers have confirmed that they are kicking off their 20th anniversary Jonas 20 Living the Dream Tour this summer in their hometown of New Jersey. The tour, which also includes appearances from Marshmello, All American Rejects, and Boys Like Girls, kicks off a 43-date run on August 10th at MetLife. And then the Jonas Brothers will make their way to the DMV for their performance in Nationals Park in D.C. on August 12th. And tickets for that show go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
Weren't they just here? Am I thinking wrong? They were just here?
No, are you thinking about like the Small Secret show? That was a while ago. And then the Jonas Brothers also did this like Jonas Con thing in Jersey, but this is all ramping up for the 20th anniversary tour.
Okay.
Which is insane.
Maybe it's been thinking they've been doing a lot of stuff recently, but this is the official one. Now it's here.
Yeah, no, they've definitely been doing things to tease this tour, which is actually insane that it's their 20th anniversary tour.
Is this going to be kind of like a Taylor kind of thing, you think? Where we're going to get like a 3-hour type?
I think it's going to be definitely like an Eras vibe.
Would you be upset nowadays? This is what I was thinking about the other day. Like, listen, I'm not mad if I can just go to a show and it be an hour anymore, but I feel like the concert economy, and not like financial economy, but like the show expectations now have to be 3 hours. Like, Taylor changed your expectation of what a show is like anymore. To me, hour, like just seeing what I want to see, I'm going to go home and I'm fine. But I feel like fans now expect at least 2.5 to 3 hours, or like you're going to be disappointed.
I think it's different. I know Short and Sweet was a lot shorter. Short and Sweet. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you're going to go to a show that's literally called Jonas 20, you know what you're getting.
You better get all 20.
You
years,
are,
every song.
And that's what you're going to get. You know, that's what the fans want. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning, happy Monday.
If there's anywhere a woman shouldn't have to be worried about getting hit on, it's literally looking for new glasses. Like, that should absolutely be a place where you shouldn't have to be worried about. And didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, the construction literal construction site situation that happened last week before 5 o'clock in the morning.
Like,
yeah, that also goes down on the list of maybe just not right now.
Y'all, what? Welcome to this Monday edition of PA So Cray Cray. Like, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Everywhere seems like it's a target. Everywhere seems like it's a target nowadays, man. Like, women, I get it. Like, men just be wilding sometimes. But let's go to Pennsylvania for this edition of it. This was in Fullcroft, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philly.
And PA So Cray Cray is always said with love. It. You know, we created a segment kind of dedicated to our neighbors in PA because the more like random, unexpected stories that make national headlines tend to come out of there.
And trust me, if this stuff was happening in Maryland, we'd be covering it. But like, I promise you, as we go through the news and we check out the whole Mid-Atlantic area, we're looking at DC news, we're looking at Virginia news, Delaware news, Pennsylvania news, and of course here in Maryland. But like, yo, it's just, PA is always just like, wait, what? All right. Police had to go investigate this last week. There's a optician who got busted because more than 15 women came forward saying, when I was going to like buy glasses, the guy that we were trying to buy glasses was offering to give us free glasses if we would like trade favors for glasses instead. And this just seemed really, really weird.
Ew, that's actually disgusting.
So like they went in and like asked.
Wait, is this the doctor?
This is the guy, yeah. This is the doctor. And they were like, okay, let's go investigate. They went and checked this out, and the guy was like, sure did.
Ew.
Sure did, straight up. Literally, y'all, 15 different women. Went in there, investigated the situation, 100% true. So this has been going on for, let me see, since June of last year.
Oh my God.
Went in there,
Was everyone okay?
Everyone's okay. Because by the way, everyone turned him down. Like obviously, because it's just a weird thing to do, right? But was trying to waive charges for copays and get free glasses. Free glasses.
That's disgusting. In exchange for, who turned him in? Like, is he arrested?
Eventually, yes. So eventually one customer finally went to the police.
Yeah, thank God.
And they started to do some research, and they were like, after doing some investigation, realized only 15 customers. Literally 15 customers came forward and started saying, like, you know, something.
Well, thank God he finally got caught. That's absolutely disgusting.
Right about this at all. So, yeah, literally, what he was doing was actually stealing from the store.
Oh, my
and
God.
And just giving this to customers. And they were like, yo, like, something's completely wrong. So the store obviously didn't know what was going on. It was just this one doctor.
And he's like no longer operating. He's been, all right. That's literally disgusting.
All like a list of charges that, you know, obviously they came forward here. It's just like a place you wouldn't expect. You wouldn't walk in to get new glasses. And like, just think that like your doctor would be like, hey, listen. Like, one of these women was talking about, like, it was like a $500 a pair of glasses. And he was like, hey, if you'll just go on a date with me, if you're going to date, just a date. That was it. Just a date.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you this $500 pair of glasses. Like, that is just a bizarre.
Yeah, no, this isn't bizarre. This is actually disgusting.
Proposition. Like a proposition thing to even ask.
Yeah, you're weird.
So, weirdo doctor is now. He got hit with, I think, 15 or 16 different charges of different things. So,
well,
don't worry. Our guy got what was coming to him.
Thank goodness.
But, you know, it's a weird kind of stories that come out of Pennsylvania. Out of the glasses stores, too. So that's what we're keeping up with out of Pennsylvania this morning. We call it PA. So cray cray.
Lamar is going to Hollywood. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is stepping outside of his comfort zone and heading to your television screen. He's going to be making his acting debut as a guest star in one episode of season 4 of 50 Cent's hit Starz crime drama series called Power Book 3 Raising Canaan. And Lamar is going to play a character named E-Tone. And actually, in December 2023, Lamar expressed his desire to be on the show. And so we can all see Lamar's debut Friday night when the show airs at 8 p.m. on Starz.
I think I love this.
Why do I love this? Why am I fiending for this?
I think I do love this.
Is it because he is so low-key? Like, if you follow Lamar Jackson on social media, you sometimes see, like, glimpses of his personality randomly. It's not all the time. And it's, like, the most random stories ever. Yeah. And it's when you never expect it, right? So I think when I saw this morning, I was like, I'm so curious on what he's going to be like, because he doesn't give us that much of himself.
That's what I always tell Jess. Like, I'm not a football guy, like, at all. Of all the sports, I think football is like what I have the least knowledge about. And I probably participate the least in. So if you ask me anything about Lamar in football, I know zero about. But I do follow him on Instagram. And what I like about him is because the glimpses that I do see that aren't football, he's the most, is he 27 now?
He's 28.
28. He's the most normal, like, 28-year-old ever when he's just being a 28-year-old dude, you know? And he's not just being, like, a rich guy. Like, he's just being a normal, like, 28-year-old guy. And, like, I love that about him. But tell me this. On the Hard Knocks show, did they ever just show him being just, like, a normal dude? Or was he always just being, like, Lamar the football player?
He's mic'd up, for sure. But I think the Lamar that we see on Hard Knocks is almost, like, he's a little looser, but it's the same Lamar that we get when we get post-game interviews, right?
And, stuff,
and also, though, like, that was in season. He's focused. So it's not so much I was expecting
I'm
to
excited.
See anything
I'm
from
excited.
Him different on Hard Knocks. But, like, what if he is incredible? Like, what if this is the beginning of his acting career? I think that's why I'm just so intrigued on seeing him perform. Like, what if he is this talented actor?
Okay.
And he does this.
But what? Okay. Well, let's 180 that, though. What if he's really, really bad?
I do not think that his mother would let him do this if he was terrible.
Okay, true.
There's one thing I respect about that man's
what
mom
say, though,
is that she's going to let him know what's up when she needs to let him know what's up. So if she went with him, which I know she would, I'm sure that she went with him on set, and if she saw her son bomb. Yeah. If she saw her son on that set. No, I think she would be like, Lamar, this isn't it.
Yeah, we gotta get back to football.
we're not gonna do this. Let's do something else. I don't think that his team and his circle, because he surrounds himself with a very small trusted circle, would allow him to do something where he would be embarrassing himself. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, do we have a star on our hands?
I know. So the show is called what again?
The show is called Power Book 3, Raising Canaan, and it's on Stars.
Okay.
And his episode is supposed to be this Friday night at 8. And he's nice. Only good. He's so far, what they say is he's just doing one episode as a guest appearance, but who knows?
If he's good, you never know. Okay.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Okay, brand new week. That means 5 chances this week for you to win $1,000 in free gas. And if you're not on the phone today, which means like 1 out of 2 million people that live in this city, then this is a good warm-up round for you. Like, try these questions. See how you do. Caller 10, though. Who is playing today? Who's this? Hi.
Hey, this is Josh.
Josh.
Hey, Josh. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, guys. How are you?
Josh, we're doing good, man. You did it. You're number 10. We ready to go for $1,000?
Awesome. Let's try this again.
Let's
come on, man.
Oh, man. Let's go. We got $1,000 from free gas from Dashin. It's Monday. We had a winner last week. I feel like we could do it again this week with our guy, Josh. Josh, you know how to play this game. We're explaining it to everybody, then we're going to go. Jessica, how do we do this?
So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dashin gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Josh, you ready to play?
Let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dashin gas starts now.
Question number 1. What is a baby giraffe called?
We'll pass.
Question number 2. What is the famous Las Vegas hotel that's shaped like a pyramid? What's the name of that one?
I know it. Pass.
Question number 3. Who wrote Moby Dick?
Oh, you guys are giving me a hard one.
It's tough today, man. It's a rough round.
You got this.
Pass that one.
Question number 4. How many days does March have?
31.
Correct. Question number 5. What is the plural of ox?
Pass.
Question number 6. In Uno, what card allows you to change the color being played?
Draw 4?
It's not draw 4, man.
Oh, Josh.
I gotta be honest,
okay,
man.
Josh.
It was a pretty specific round today. I looked at all these questions. I was like, man,
they're so random.
You have to kind of know specifically so some of these categories. Yeah.
Sometimes when I listen to people playing, I know all of them.
I know. And of course, sometimes you call in, you're like, damn, I don't know any of these today.
I don't know what right. Hotels are called in Vegas. I can go on hotel.com, man. I don't know.
Is it the Luxor?
It's a Luxor.
Yes, it's the Luxor.
Yeah. It's a Luxor.
Oh, dang it. Trust yourself, Josh.
Sometimes
trust
you
got to
trust your gut.
Okay, let's go back to number 1. What is a baby giraffe called?
It's a calf.
That's a calf.
It's a calf. I know.
I know, right?
And that one was tough. Honestly was a really, really hard question. All right.
Number 3, who wrote Moby Dick? That answer is Herman Melville.
Also, we probably should know that.
I didn't know that. Question number 5, what is the plural of ox? That answer is oxen.
Yeah.
And then to number 6 in Uno, what card allows you to change the color being played? The wild card.
Yeah, it's wild.
As you were reading that back, that came into mind.
Draw 4 is a good guess, though. It was a good guess. I know.
And then let's see if you would have gotten the final question, number 7. What group features Big Boi and Andre 3000?
Oh, gosh. Outkast.
There it is.
Okay, lesson here, Josh. You're amazing. And just trust yourself. You knew that. You knew the Luxor one. Yeah. You knew the wild card one.
But honestly, though, baby giraffe, I think, would have probably stumped a lot of people anyway. Yeah. The second I saw that, I was like, I don't know, man. It's hard. It was a tough round. Honestly, it was a tough round, Josh. Don't beat yourself up, guy. Hey, the good news is tomorrow, you know how this goes. Tomorrow we come back. You say you play this game sometimes. You get 7 out of 7. Hopefully, you're going to call back. We're going to try these questions all over again, and we're going to go for $1,000 more in free gas same time tomorrow. Okay, my guy?
Sounds good.
Have a good day, Josh. And make sure to head to Dashin' and try their Spike Burger, a griddle pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on brioche bun, only at Dashin'.
Anybody listening willing to talk her out of who she's got her eyes set on right now? More importantly, we'll judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Oh, yes, the Honorable Judge Jess Dutra.
Hello, everyone.
We gather once a week to get the opinion of the lovely Judge Jess Dutra over here, a very opinionated woman. Not an actual judge, by the way. No credentials behind this, so take it with a grain of salt.
Just an honest friend here with an outside perspective. And sometimes you kind of need that. You need someone who's like not connected at all whatsoever to either tell you, this makes sense, or maybe like, what are you thinking? No.
I just can't imagine going back with this information and being like, well, actually, Judge Jess said, and someone being like, okay, so... Will this hold up? I mean, I don't know, but we do our best. If you're ever going through a disagreement with somebody and you want an outside source, Jess does give good advice. We know that. So call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on. Tell a situation and Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong. And hopefully that will, you know, at least assist in your disagreement. Okay. What's up?
Hi, it's Bobby from White Marsh. I have a question for Judge Jess. I got divorced a few years ago, but I just started this new job, and I met a really great guy. I did not expect to have feelings for a coworker, but it kind of just started with us eating lunch together, a couple work happy hours, and I don't know, we just have this connection. I just feel like we would be a really great match, and it's kind of hard to deny the connection that we have. He's like, let's just go on a date and let's go for it, but I have some reservations. Like, how will this affect my career professionally? What if it doesn't work out? He doesn't seem to have any concerns that it won't work out, but I couldn't imagine if it didn't work out how we would move forward and how that would affect both of our careers. So I don't know. Like, should I date a coworker? Like, is this going to end well? Like, is this a good move? Really great guy, super handsome, has a lot going for him. What do you think, Jess? Can you help me? Thanks so much.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a real dream boat. But
why is it gotta be at work?
I know, man. I mean, honestly, I've heard both sides of the stories with this. You know what I mean? Like, you hear people that meet their partners at work and it works fine. And
then
you hear it the other way too. I mean, Judge Jess, this is your courtroom / studio.
There's one thing that was mentioned that's a major red flag to me, and that's when she said new job. I think it would be different if she had been at this place for a while and she's known this person for a while to where they had a foundation where she could actually make a decision where, okay, I'm comfortable with the fact that we can agree if this doesn't work out, both of us can be cool and we can be mature about it. But because this is a brand new job, and when she mentions things about her career, how this is going to affect her, you don't really know this person that well. So for him not to really think it's a big deal or anything, you really don't have anything to go off of if both of you guys can be mature enough to be professional in that setting. And because it's a new job and you're just starting there, like, that's the last thing you want everyone to be talking about right now. So I think in this specific situation, I'm going to say no.
No?
I just don't think it's a good idea in a new place of work. I mean, dating a coworker is already very triggering for me. I just personally don't think it's ever a good idea. But I get that there are things that, you know, there have been love stories that come out of that.
Yeah.
So, and that's great. But I just would not do that at a new place of work with new coworkers when you're trying to start off and whatever she's doing right now.
Yeah.
Just not right now. Maybe like wait a little bit.
I smooched a coworker one time. Platonic, by the way. Both sides were into it. It was fine. It was fine. But here's the thing. I feel like co-workerness doesn't really translate to the real world. You know what? Like, how you guys handle things at work isn't how you're going to handle things outside of work. It's like a weird dream world that you're living in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit the gavel. Let's get out of here. What do you think?
Don't do it, girl. I also hate that he's like, who cares? Let's just go for it. Well, like, who are you?
Well,
like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, why are you so willing? Like, how many other relationships have you had at work? Like, why are you not tripping about it?
All right, answer this question for us. Listen clearly to this question. What's something people pretend to enjoy but secretly hate? Okay. And maybe specifically you, but something you pretend to enjoy, but secretly hate. So I think we all have to sometimes. You got to like go do things or like put on a nice face for people.
Can it be something I think people pretend they actually like and I know they hate? I don't pretend. I just feel like y'all actually hate it deeply inside.
Absolutely. No problem. This question was on Reddit and it made me laugh because I think there are things that socially we have to just put up with sometimes because we just have to. I'll give you a couple of examples, like kids' birthday parties. There's not one parent that loves going to a kid's birthday party. There's not one. I don't care what you say. You hate going to them. They're literally so annoying.
I love going to kids' birthday parties.
Network, you love going to them?
Because typically,
I don't believe it, Jess,
You get to have a sugary icing cake for no reason. There's going to be so many fun snacks there. There's going to be a pinata. It's just so fun.
What about a networking event? You like going to networking events and just being like, hey, here's my card. Hey, what do you do? That's so cool. We should get together and do these things.
No, networking events give me massive amounts of anxiety. And it's probably one of the things that like make me the most uncomfortable in my life.
What about when you go to like fancy restaurants and then doing those like fancy tasting menus? You know what I mean? Where it's like you get those really fancy plates and you have to be like, oh, and like talk. Or I can think even like wine tastings, same kind of thing. Anything at a fancy restaurant, period.
Fancy restaurants, because the plates are so tiny,
yes,
but you're paying the biggest bill. If I'm paying a big bill, I want big food. All right. Yeah. Why is it so expensive when it's the tiniest little thing ever?
So annoying.
And it's like a little paintbrush of sauce and it's like one bean of edamame.
Take me to Applebee's. I'll be just fine. Shh. All right. Give it to me, Jess. Either something you, because Jess wants to get off the hook on this one, saying she doesn't hate this, but people do.
No, I hate this and I just don't get why you guys do it because I know you hate it inside.
What?
Camping. You're telling me that it's actually relaxing, sleeping on the ground.
I won't do it.
Sleeping on the ground, fighting for your life to not get eaten alive by mosquitoes, attempting to make eggs on a hot plate without getting dirt in them. How is that relaxing for you?
I don't.
Why? Because there's a stream nearby?
I love outdoors, and I always say this. Like, I love, and I even, like, my whole persona is, like, outdoors, camping, hiking. I hate, like, I'll be outside when the sun is out, the sun goes down, you gotta put me at least a 4-star hotel. Can't do it. And that sounds bougie. I don't care. Won't do it.
Pooping in a hole in the ground?
Won't do it.
How?
Won't do it. Charlotte, give me something. We're talking, and by the way, if you want to join the conversation, 410-583-1065. Something people pretend to enjoy, but they secretly hate it. What?
Mine is when people FaceTime me and I pretend like I'm excited to talk.
I'm not.
You don't.
I hate it.
99% of the time, I don't want to be FaceTiming anyone unless I'm like literally in love with you.
Who are these people? Who are these people? Like, why are you FaceTiming?
I know.
What's the reason?
I'm like, just text me.
Just
man.
Text me. I think that like the younger generation does.
The only way I communicate with my friends and family is FaceTime.
Why though?
Don't text me.
Why?
Don't, because I can answer the question that you have in 5 seconds if you just call me real quick and I want to see your face.
But I don't
want to
see
like
your face.
Far away family or really close friends, like that's different. Mm-hmm. But if it's like someone I don't really want to be perceived by like that.
Do you want to, would you rather than be like, hey, can you chat real quick? Or would you just be like, just text me if that's the case?
Yeah, I think there's something like aggressive about FaceTiming
it's
someone out of the blue. It's like,
face.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Something people pretend to love. What's something you can think of? It's something people pretend to enjoy, but they just secretly hate. What is it? Mandy, you've got a good one to add to the list. What was it?
I do not enjoy going to my kids' school performances. They're brutal. They're absolutely brutal. 3 hours of my life. I can't get back at night.
Yeah.
Like I got better things to do. I got laundry. I got dishes. Yeah. Like other things that I can be doing.
Yeah.
They can't sing a tune in a bucket. The instruments are awful and out of tune. It's like, it's just a lot.
Do they at least tell you like when your kids are going to go or you just got to go in blindsided and just wait?
Oh, no. You go blindsided and you sit through the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably do it on purpose too. So you can't like leave early and come back and pick them up.
Mm-hmm. They lock the door too, so you can't leave.
Oh, they actually tell you not to leave after your child performs.
Yeah.
So bad, man.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over to some breaking news in the food delivery world. DoorDash just announced that they are teaming up with flexible payment company Klarna to basically let you satisfy those cravings now and worry about paying the bill later. Soon, you will be able to choose from paying in full, splitting into four, or actually postponing your payment until your next paycheck. This move obviously helps DoorDash compete with other big names like Walmart and Grubhub. However, heads up though, experts recommend consumers should watch out for hidden fees and stay on top of payments.
Bro, this is crazy.
I feel like this is literally, they're trying to play us with this option.
Listen, if you can't afford your Chipotle, don't buy the Chipotle. And like, that's just it. This is where we've gotten so far away. And listen, I understand. Things are so crazy right now. Things are so crazy. And there's just those times like you really want to get your DoorDash. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. There's those days you really just don't want to, like, dude, you don't want to eat what's in the fridge. You just want to order something. And you're like, man, I don't got the change today. And I got it. But the last thing you want to do is finance that $30. Because you know what's going to happen. Next month's going to roll around. You're going to see that charge for $8. You know what's going to be there? I ain't got that $8 this month. Then that $8 is going to turn into like $35. And then it's going to do, it's going to roll down the hill. And eventually, that's going to be like a $500 charge for that DoorDash that you didn't have in the first place.
I think the issue that I have with this versus Klarna or like payment options being used for shopping or even, you know, during the holidays and stuff, like, this isn't new. My issue with it being with food is I think that because it's food, people are going to spend way more and way faster than it be with actual products and stuff like that. And I think people are more willing to spend on food, especially with so many different options versus, like, I think you have to kind of take a second to be like, okay, do I really need this like 5-step skincare routine? And am I actually going to pay this amount of money every single month? But when it comes to like late night Taco Bell, which is already so flipping expensive. Do you guys want to know how much money? And I haven't done this since. Okay, this was when my friends were visiting in town. We had a few too many drinks. It was really, really late, y'all. And I hate that we did this, but in that moment, we were all like, "No, we need Taco Bell right now." You guys, it literally cost us $100.
I believe it.
For Taco Bell. I mean, it was for four people, but with all those hidden fees, and that's where they're going to get you too. And that's what people online are saying, is that they're going to tack on all of these hidden fees and everything like that when you are thinking you're getting fast food and you're thinking it's going to be cheap. But there's so many things that are going to be tacked on.
Man, I didn't think about drunk. See, I didn't think about drunk. I don't drink.
You're going to be with all your friends. You're gonna be like, oh, dude, it's like $4 tonight. Like, what are you talking about? And you're going to do, and like, thinking, what if you're doing that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, I didn't think about, like, so like, let's just say like you've been drinking and you're like, hey, let's order all this food. Cool. And then you're like, we ain't got the money for it. It's okay. We'll just put it on Klarna. And then all of a sudden, you hit this like $150 bill.
Yeah.
And then you ain't got the money for it. Man, this is dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
It's dangerous. But in all seriousness, I know we're having fun with this. In all seriousness, though, man, like, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
It's a sign of the times, man.
No, that is so true.
When like we can't afford to like pay for Taco Bell in one payment.
Dude, I literally got four things from Target on Sunday, and they were all things I literally had to buy for products. And it wasn't even all that crazy. It was $67. Yeah, it was $67 for like tampons and like a few other things that I literally needed in that moment. And I waited so long before actually purchasing them because I knew it was going to be so expensive.
Tampons is something you can't put off.
Dude, $67 for four things? It's nuts.
I know, man. It's tough right now, man. I know we're having fun with this one, but honestly, it's like, I don't know. I ain't got the answer for it.
No.
I ain't got the answer for it.
Just know we feel you. Just know we feel you.
So what's the answer then? Should you? And again, we're kind of spinning the conversation here. Should you just enjoy yourself then? Should you enjoy yourself and finance your Taco Bell and pay it off over time? Or should you just skip out on Taco Bell then? I mean, it's a good question. Should we be enjoying? Now, I know the responsible answer to that, right? If you're coming to Uncle Crane's this morning looking for sound financial advice, he's going to tell you don't do it. Right. But if it's like, hey, listen, we got to have some enjoyment in life. I can't afford to do, you know, I can't afford to order the Cheesecake Factory for me and my family right now. But like I could if I paid it off over 4 months.
No, I think everything is good in moderation. I don't think that there's anything wrong with treating yourself. But I think the issue is, are you able to stay on top of it? And will you be able to not get fooled by stuff like this and spend more than you actually should be spending? Yeah, and I think that's the main thing.
I mean, how would you feel if a guy was trying to ask you out a couple of days after your mom died? maybe insensitive, but maybe nice. If he was a nice guy, come on, let's be honest. Last week, this guy seemed very kind, right? It is time for our Talk Me Out of It update, and thank God today we're going to be able to bring you the update. If you don't know what this is where we're checking in with people from last week that call in with crazy ideas that they even know feel a little crazy, and we either tell them to go for these crazy ideas or we talk them out of it. Jess, where were we last week?
His intentions were pure, but the timing could not have been worse. So he connected with this woman on a dating app and said that he hadn't experienced a connection like this in a really long time. Unfortunately, her mom passed away the other week, which basically threw off their original planned date. And he had actually asked her if they could still get together, and she said no, not at this time. So he came up with the idea of asking her one more time if he could have her over, cook her dinner, and tell her to feel free to bring her mom's ashes.
Yeah.
So he could basically be there for her during this grieving period.
Did he do it? That's what we all find out together. And by the way, we never know until we, you know, all gather together. So he did call back, luckily. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, you tell us, did you actually tell her to bring her mom's ashes with her on this date or whatever?
So I was thinking, and I was just like, you got one life. Yeah. One time.
Yeah, true.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So I gave it a shot. And I messaged her and I said, yeah, I really understand. I'm so sorry that this is all happening to you. You're not alone. I told her. I just said the same thing because my dog also passed away a while ago. And I told her about that. And she didn't message me back for a minute. But then she sent me a message. And she was like, are you comparing your dog dying to my mom's dying? I didn't message back.
That didn't sit well.
So you,
well, I don't. The tone. You can't really tell tone.
Yeah.
No. The tone is definitely bad. Okay. Wait.
No, we can tell tone. By the way,
you sent that message on Thursday. She responds to you that day, and you haven't said anything back since then.
No, I am scared.
Yeah. Oh man.
So she doesn't like the idea.
No, I don't think so.
No, she doesn't like the idea.
No. And that's what I was afraid of, like when we were talking about this last week. I just felt like it wasn't the time, just because there's no way to gauge how someone is grieving, especially like essentially you don't really know this person yet, and this was gonna be your first time meeting.
Is it done? Like, is it done at this point?
So how does that work? Like, can you still reach out to her?
Yeah, did she unmatch you or did she not unmatch you?
No. She didn't unmatch me. She just asked.
The door is still open. Okay. That's a positive. Because if she was really upset, she would have unmatched you.
If she wanted to, if she unmatched him, then he couldn't contact her again. Right. Is that how that works?
Right. So we're still...
technically, the door, it's not like wide open, but it's a little open.
Yeah, it's like leaning.
But maybe just not open right now.
What do you say back to that then? Like,
what about if I say no?
No. Okay. I think, because, okay, your intention is so pure, but, like, also at the same time, I can see where she's coming from, where, like, if I were to receive that message, I would definitely feel like you were comparing one of my parents passing away to their animal. I think you need to acknowledge that. You can say, I just wanted you to know that, like, I'm here for you, and I want to be here for you, and it's okay if you're in that space, because a lot of people are uncomfortable around that, and I'm not. So when you are ready, I would love the chance to not only meet you, but be there.
Boom. Don't say another word after that. The ball is so far in her court, my guy. You got no court. The court's gone. You're courtless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm really wishing you the best, because I know that your heart's in the right place. I just feel like we needed to let it simmer a little
more.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are you typing what she's saying?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
I
you should. That's good.
Do what you got to do, my guy. Do what you got to do. Cool. Honestly,
I appreciate this guy.
No, you sound like a very, very nice guy, and we really do wish you the best of luck. Man, I know it's hard out there, and it's hard to make connections with people. And I don't think you're coming from a bad place at all. Honestly, and I'm gonna tell you this. Someone's been single for a long time now. A lot of this is timing. One day, the timing is gonna be right for you and your partner, and it's gonna be a great thing, man. So don't give up. Don't give up, because you sound like a lovely guy with a big heart. So we're rooting for you, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
I got blown off in the weirdest way this weekend for a first date. I mean, and I've been single for a while now, and I'm pretty sure, I don't think there's anybody in the state of Maryland, and feel free to take me up on this competition. I don't think there's anybody listening, though, that's ever been blown off in a weirder way than what happened to me this weekend. I met a girl. First off, I've got a bunch of new friends. And when you have a bunch of new female friends, they all want to like introduce you to like their other female friends. So they all think that you're like sad and lonely and single. And so it's fine. And that's very nice of them. Very nice. And so in yoga on Monday, this one girl introduced me to this other female who's very nice. She's very lovely. And we do have a lot in common. We started chatting it up. We exchanged numbers on Monday. Wednesday, we saw each other again. And we actually set a time. We said we should hang out this weekend. This sounds great. Texts keep flowing. Things feel good. We set a time on Wednesday for Saturday night. Yay, Saturday night. We got plans. Things sound good. We keep texting Thursday. Thursday's okay. Things are feeling good. Friday, things start to slow down a little bit. And you get that little like vibe. And you're like, I don't think things are vibing like they used to, right?
It's not as back and forth.
It's not as back and forth anymore. I'm like, I wonder what happened. Okay, all right. So I asked the question, say, were we still on for Saturday? No response. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's weird, but okay, no big deal, right? Saturday, I wake up. I still don't have a response to my, are we still on for, you know, which
today.
Is now today. So
yeah.
I'm like, well, that's bizarre. So I ask again, I'm like, hey, I just, you know, obviously we have plans for tonight. I just want to get my schedule together. And she responds back with, you know, right now we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And I just feel like right now would not be a great time for me to enter into something new.
Yeah.
So I think it's best if I wait until Mercury's no longer in retrograde before I enter into anything serious or something like that.
When is that? Do you know?
I forget. It's like a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I'm like,
How long have you been chatting with this person?
A week. Well, like 5 days at that point.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm like, okay. So like.
But you've seen her before?
I met her on Monday.
Okay.
So I
it was like fine?
I knew her 5 days. But I'm like, well, you have five. You knew Mercury was in retrograde. And by the way, if you don't know what that means, it's like this like universal planetary spiritual thing that like the planets are spinning weird, so you feel like your life's kind of like out of thing. But here's the thing: you knew for the last 5 days.
Yeah, but okay. So you guys met on Monday, and then you hung out again on Wednesday.
I saw her again at yoga on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that's when we decided.
So those two times, though, the previous times were not anything. It was just more so like meeting at yoga.
We just saw each other at yoga.
Okay,
twice.
Okay.
We saw each other at yoga
so
twice.
This was supposed to be the first time that it was actually like a romantic
her and
outing.
I hanging out. And then the day of, it's hey, the planets aren't aligned enough for you and I to actually spend time together.
Do you think there's something that's happening that she doesn't want to tell you yet?
I don't know. I mean, you tell me. What would that be? Because here's the thing. If somebody wants to hang out with somebody, they friggin' hang out with you. If I want to hang out with somebody, I don't care where the planets are in the sky. I make time to hang out with somebody. I don't really care where the planets are. I friggin' hang out with somebody. I make time for them. I don't just say the planets aren't aligned for them.
Yeah, I don't know where she's coming from. I've never heard of anyone saying that in order to not hang out with someone, but I'm just trying to look at it from her perspective, right? I'm trying to like maybe play devil's advocate here. And I just wonder. So you've really only met her in passing. So you don't really like know her. So if right. there was something going on, or if she was like in a bad place or something like that, maybe there's something that she didn't want to let you know. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Almost now 7 years of being single, I've never.
There has to be a reason. There has to be something else going on as to why she wouldn't like actually let you know. You know.
I'm gonna like keep poking around it and see if like I can get like the real story, because that just seems bizarre.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.